Besama, Bawel, Bamenfes, Kadus, Ahud, Anlak, Amen. I just wanted to say a few words about this wonderful occasion and the great celebration that we've had together. It's the love of God that brings us together, and it's the love of God that keeps us together. We have to remember that God is love, and He created the world for the benefit of mankind, and He put us in the world to receive His love and to use the time of our lives to learn about His love, to learn true love. But we know from the story of Genesis that our forefathers, Adam and Eve, rejected God's love. And so that began the great quest for man to rediscover his reason for living. And people went off in many different directions, and many people through the centuries have been lost. But we can thank God that our fathers have passed down to us a tradition in which we hold true to what the apostles preached. And that is basically that God loved the world so much that He reintroduced love in the world. It started out in love, but man twisted it and distorted it and got confused about why he existed. But God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. And this is how love was reintroduced into the world. So we have to follow this Christ child. We have to watch Him grow. We have to realize that He developed in time also, as we do. And that God gives us the time of our lives as a blessing to discover His love and to respond to His love by learning to love Him with our whole mind, our whole heart, and our whole soul. And the only way we can prove that, as St. John says, is by showing love to others also, to do unto others as we want them to do unto us, to prove our love for God by how we treat each other. So just as the Christ child was born as a tiny infant, He who was the creator of the universe was laid in a manger, in a stable where animals live. He who is uncontainable was contained in the womb of a virgin. But He was born for our salvation, and He grew up always doing the will of His Father. He gave us the example, and He gives us the words, and He gives us the power, Sega. He gives us the ability to do what we cannot do on our own. But the thing is, we need to develop consciousness of our dependence on God. He will show us love if we're willing to pay attention. He will show us meaning in our lives if we're willing to follow the commandments He gave. So He who came and bore our sins upon Himself, suffered and died for us, told us that we must take up our cross to follow Him. So this is the key to love. To understand that the cross of Christ is a sign of victory, not a sign of defeat. It's a sign of God's love, and that we believe that through it, we will conquer all of the challenges of this life. We will do more than conquer. We will be made victorious with Christ in the resurrection. But each of us must take up the cross to follow Him. We must grow the love in our life. We must accept His grace and use it to glorify the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the only God who is our God, who is love. God bless you all, and have a wonderful feast day.